Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our good shepherd, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the risen and living Son of God. Amen. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Good, we're still in practice. Good Easter Christians with that. Today is a Good Shepherd Sunday. It almost always happens a couple of Sundays after the celebration of Easter as we look to the work of Christ to save sinners who stray like you and like me. You know, shepherd and sheep imagery is something that's pretty common in the pages of Scripture. It was a vocation and an experience that was relatable to the first readers of the Bible. Now, our gospel lesson from John 10 describes this good shepherd. And in other texts, we see Christ being referred to as the Lamb of God. There are other sheep like you and me who know this good shepherd, and he knows us. Yeah, that's right. Our good shepherd knows you. Now, unless I am mistaken, and you can correct me during fellowship hour, I don't think anybody in this room has spent significant portions of their time or is their main vocation of being a shepherd. So for most of us, it is a foreign vocation. So perhaps we need a little bit of an understanding before we go any further to see why sheep and shepherd imagery is so important in the pages of Scripture. And to do so, I have a story I would like to read to you today. It's not my own story. I found it, of course, on the internet, so it has to be true, all right? Now, I've adapted it a little bit, but let this help you understand the relationship between shepherd and sheep, between the lamb and the one who cares. Once upon a time, there was a big bad wolf. He was fat, old, and he had it pretty easy, you see. Whenever he wanted to eat, he only had to walk out of the door of his den and look into the sheep that had gathered in the pasture outside, and he'd eye one or another one, and he would slowly, slowly stalk, and he would unexpectedly pounce. And really, with minimal effort or struggle, he would kill, and he would feast. And the more he ate, the bigger he got, and the bigger he got, the hungrier he grew. He was a wicked old wolf. Sometimes he would just poke his head out of the door, and he would howl, and all the sheep in the pasture would shiver at the very sound of his voice. And he'd chuckle to himself, "Yes, you better be afraid, you stupid, dumb little sheep, because one of these days, I'm going to eat you, each and every one of you, and it will not be pleasant." This big bad wolf, you see, had a name that incited fear. The sheep only had to think of his name, and they would go wobbly in the knees or pass out right there in the pasture, for his name was Death. And Death was always hungry. And Death was never satisfied, always devouring sheep and always wanting more. And he reeked. The very smell of him was worse than his name or his howl. He was altogether dreadful. And he was in charge of the pasture, and he made sure all of the sheep knew it. One day, the wolf was feeling hungrier than usual, and he poked his head out of the den to roar and to howl and to select his next victim, and he stopped, basically dead in his tracks. For there, right at his doorstep, was a gift given to him by a good friend. It was one of the fattest, juiciest sheep he had ever laid eyes on, and he drew a breath that filled his putrid lungs, and then he let out a stone-splitting howl. And all the other sheep in the vicinity turned tail and ran. They were mortified by Death and filled with fear, all but this one, who continued to quietly graze just outside, barely noticing the vile stench of death. So Death, the wolf, became absolutely irate. He came bounding out of his deep, dark, dank den and right up to that cool, composed, and quiet animal. Again, he filled his lungs, and this time he let loose right in the sheep's face. The sheep looked up as the hideous stench of decay wafted into his nostrils, and unconcerned, the sheep blinked and then went back to grazing on the green grass of pasture. Now the wolf was getting himself into quite a tizzy. "Don't you know who I am?" he snarled. The sheep looked at him and calmly and peacefully retorted, "Yes, I know." The other sheep began to slowly creep back into the pasture, keeping their distance but wanting to watch. They couldn't believe what they were witnessing. "Well," snarled the wolf, "aren't you afraid?" The sheep looked Death, that old wolf, right in the eyes and said, "Of you? Huh, you've got to be kidding." Now the wolf was absolutely livid, and he began to speak in a low and menacing rumble. "You, my friend, are in for it. You are not going to have it easy. I'm going to take you out slowly and painfully." And there's a moment of silence. And then the sheep said, "I know." The other sheep had never heard or seen anything like this before and were mesmerized by the words of this lamb who was one of them. But at that moment, the wolf pounced and they all scattered away in fear. And a great sadness filled them. They had thought this was, at this time, Death wasn't going to have his way. But their hopes were soon dashed in a flurry of fur and fangs. And it was awful and ugly. The wolf devoured the lamb slowly, methodically, piece by piece, all afternoon long, and it was painful, just as he said. And in the end, there was nothing left of that sheep. Death had swallowed him up. He turned his vulgar, boorish face, stained red with the blood of his victim, toward the other sheep and let out a menacing howl. And the sheep scattered once again in all directions, not wanting this day to be the day that they too met death face to face. As the wolf sauntered back into his den, he thought that he'd never tasted a sheep quite so delicious before. There was nothing tough about that meat. It was tender and rich and altogether satisfying. This hit him with a great surprise. It was almost as though his insatiable hunger had been quenched for a moment. The longer, he thought, the more it struck him as odd, but soon enough he put it out of his old mind and off to bed he went. When the morning came, the wolf felt something he hadn't felt before. It was almost as though his stomach was upset. Most mornings he would wake up ravenous and would peer out of his den, select his next victim in the pasture, and gorge himself on the flesh of the innocent sheep. But not this morning. His tummy was grumbling and gurgling. By noon, he was feeling more than discomfort. He was feeling positively ill. He who had brought such pain upon these poor sheep was getting a taste of the pain himself. And it was most unpleasant. He kept thinking back to that impolite, rude, and disrespectful sheep that he had eaten the previous afternoon, the one that had tasted so strangely good. And he thought, could it have been poisoned? It wasn't long before he stopped thinking altogether. The pain was just too great. He rolled around on the floor of his den, howling and squealing and yammering. The sheep heard the sound and didn't quite know what to make of it all. They crept cautiously nearer and nearer to the door of his den and turned their heads, listening intently. What could it all mean? The day soon turned to night, and the darkness, and the wolf let out a shuddering, painful, fearful howl. The next day and the next night would be a blur to the wolf. He moaned and he groaned. He shivered and he shook. He howled and he hollered. And in the darkness, just before the dawn, something struck him that shook him to the core. Something seemed to be alive and moving in his gut. That something pushed and poked and prodded until with a sudden burst, his insides became his outsides and his abdomen ripped open, punctured through. And something, well, rather, someone stepped out through the hole, right out of his massive, stinking, stench-infested, death-filled bowels. The wolf felt like he was dying, and I suppose he was, in a way. The figure that emerged from the wolf's belly was totally unknown. The wolf squinted and strained, crooked his head to the side and tried to focus, and from what his canine brain could make out, he was staring at what he could only think of was a shepherd. He'd heard of such a critter before, but had never actually met one. And with a staff in his hand, the shepherd sauntered and stood face to face with the wolf. And the shepherd began to laugh. He laughed and laughed, and soon the sound of his laughter burst open the door to the den. And this both startled and intrigued the sheep in the pasture. They were filled with fear and bewilderment, wondering what was going on in there. And the shepherd laughed and laughed some more, and then he looked the wolf right in the eye. "So you don't recognize me, do you, old foe? It was I whom you ate outside your den 3 days ago. 'Twas I you promised would die slowly and painfully, but here I am. What do you propose to do about me now?" "You," the wolf gasped. The voice was the same. He recognized it. The shepherd was indeed the lamb who he had tortured, killed, and swallowed. "You? But how?" The shepherd smiled and said, "Well, I think you're pretty harmless now, my friend. Go on, try to take down some of my sheep. I promise that as fast as you swallow them, I will lead them right out through the hole that I made in your stomach, and you will never be able to touch them again." The wolf howled in fear and anger and rage, but he could do nothing. The shepherd had the last laugh. The shepherd provided a way to defeat the wolf named Death. And then the shepherd stepped outside of Death's den and called all the sheep together. They knew his voice too. They'd heard it before. They could hardly believe their eyes, and they stood before the lamb who had become the shepherd, and they listened, and he told them what would happen. "Friends, you'll die too. He'll come out in a few days, and he'll be hungrier than ever. Death will swallow you down, but do not fear. I have made a way. I have punched a hole right through his belly, and I promise you I will bring you out again. Death can no longer harm you." And the shepherd told the sheep to tell the rest of the flock, and for parents to tell their children that death had lost its power and was not something to fear. And in that moment, death was finished forever. Now, I know you're all a smart bunch. You can figure out who the shepherd was, who the wolf was. The good shepherd, Jesus Christ, has made a way for you, my friends. Our good shepherd has defeated the enemy named death, and the promise given to his sheep that comes in water and wafer and wine and the word holds true today for you. The enemy called death prowls around, seeking sinners like you and me to devour. None of us are immune. None of us will survive. By what you have done and by what you have left undone, you are food for the enemy, and you will be devoured. But the good shepherd provides the way, a way that brings life from death, forgiveness of sin, peace and pardon. It's the message of the hole that was made in the earth that first Easter morning. Death has lost its sting, and each and every day the good shepherd seeks you and finds you and brings you back to this place to hear his voice, to partake in his promises, to comfort you, and to forgive when you stray. This promise was made to you from the mouth of the shepherd himself. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The shepherd who leaves the 99 to find the one, this shepherd joyfully puts the one who was lost on his shoulders and carries it home. And that shepherd is here again for you to find, to forgive, to call, and to comfort you. This is the comfort of the resurrected Christ, who has defeated death, satisfying the will of the Father, and who comes to you again and again in this place. He reaches all the way to you in his supper, where you taste the body and the blood that went into the wolf's mouth, but which the wolf could not hold. As you eat and drink, you have the same promise. Whoever eats of my flesh and drinks of my blood has eternal life. It's a message that all of us who stray, that all of us who face death, and all of us who walk in great grief need to hear over and over again, death has been defeated. Let the old wolf howl. Let the old wolf snarl all he wants, for we know about the hole in his stomach. We know about the lamb who is the shepherd, the good shepherd who finds, who seeks, who heals, who forgives all of your sin. This good shepherd has stared death in the face and defeated him, and he binds your broken heart. He hears your pained cries, and he says to you, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you his kingdom. For in him you are forgiven. In him you are saved. In him you have eternal life." Now may the love and grace of this good shepherd, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, now and forever. Amen.